The Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration will likely bring more detainees to Tacoma. It's home to the fourth largest ICE detention facility in the country. The facility is surrounded by controversy about how detainees are treated as they wait out their court cases. The average wait has shot up in recent years from 1 month to 4. KUEW's immigration team got a rare look inside the federal facility. Here's their snapshot of life at the Northwest Detention Center, starting with reporter Ruby DeLuna.
The detention center looks like most institutional buildings, white walls, concrete floors. It makes the detainees' uniforms pop out, orange, blue, red, yellow. The colors indicate security risk. The other thing that stands out is the sound of heavy doors opening and closing. It's constant.
Here we go.
We're getting the official tour from ICE.
My name is Brian Wilcox. I'm the acting field office director for ICE Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Wilcox starts the tour where people are processed after ICE picks them up. He says when the facility opened in 2004, it was built to hold 500 people. It's been expanded over the years. Today, the facility has triple that capacity.
Now we're at about 1,184, and we've sort of been hanging at that number.
About 100 are women. Detainees have been picked up for a range of violations. Some were swept up under new enforcement rules as Trump makes good on his promise to remove undocumented immigrants. We enter the women's housing unit.
Male staff on the floor.
The pod is a shared open space with beds and metal tables. There are a couple of TV screens on the wall. There's a computer that allows them to do video chats with their families who are out of state.
They usually get 10 minutes free a week.
Or longer, if their family puts money into their account. In one corner, a woman is crocheting. Some detainees are reading. Others watch TV.
As a group, they vote. If five people are watching Telemundo, two people want to watch Univision, Telemundo's going to win.
So what else do people do to pass the time? My colleague, producer Andy Hurst, will take us to the next stop.
We're going to take you through out to the outdoor recreation area.
Detainees are given 1 hour per day of outdoor recreation. There's a basketball court, weight training machines, and a small area with a green strip of turf and a netted goal.
Well, they love soccer. And unfortunately, soccer is the source of a lot of runs to the ER for sprains. And yeah, it's really, really popular.
Detainees also pass the time by working. Some work in the laundry room, others clean the facility, some even work in the barber shop. Wilcox says no one is required to work.
It's something to do, and the detainees volunteer. And in fact, we have more people that are volunteering for work than there are actually things for them to do.
He says there's even a waiting list to work in the kitchen.
And the benefit of working in the kitchen unofficially is that you're working in the kitchen, and they tend to eat better because they're in the kitchen.
No matter the job, detainees are paid $1 per day. Wilcox says that wage is set by federal policy, but elsewhere it's being challenged in court. The private company that runs this facility, Geo Group, is facing a class action lawsuit over its work program.
Today we're having country fried steak, salsa, rice, cabbage, and dinner rolls and dessert.
Hunger strikes are one way that detainees protest their conditions. In recent months, some detainees have asked for better food. They want a better variety, meals that are more nutritious, and more fresh fruit. ICE officials say they recently let detainees vote on different menu options, and they say the menu recently changed. But quality of food is just part of the controversy here. I'll let reporter Liz Jones explain more.
You can perhaps hear the tension most vividly in an area ICE calls segregation, where an outburst interrupts Wilcox mid-sentence.
Segregation, we try to minimize it to the greatest extent possible. We have the entire government as resources to, that's why I say, get noisy in here.
A man is kicking at his cell. Detainees call this area solitary. Some choose to be here for privacy or protection, like to avoid gang fights. Others land here for disciplinary reasons. But it's what this man calls out that gets our attention. I need medical attention, he yells repeatedly. The detainees on hunger strike have claimed medical negligence as a top concern. Although ICE says care is readily available, the clinic here sees 70 to 100 people a day.
Okay, we're going to go out of here. We'll go through the courtroom, court's in session, and we just have to kind of be quiet and go through.
Court is another major issue. Everyone here is waiting for a hearing to decide their fate, but the courts are severely backlogged, even though Tacoma added two more judges by video last year. Once the tour's over and we're back outside the facility, we hear more about court.
The process is too long.
This is Celso Olivan. He's just been released from detention after waiting 4 months for his bond hearing. He explains how others just wait to get deported.
Some of them, they want to go to Mexico. They don't want to fight for anything. And even like that, they have to wait over a month to go to court and get deported. Yeah.
How do you feel you were treated here?
Some of them, they're good. Some of them, they help you up. Some of them, they treat you with respect. And there are some people, they just put you down.
Olivan's bond was pretty typical, $20,000. The hunger strikes have pushed for lower amounts. He's a single father of four. I ask how he paid it.
My sister's house company let her borrow the money. So yeah, I have to be good.
Have to be good. How are you feeling today?
Weird.
Weird?
Yeah.
Weird to be out. He's shaking. Compared to the rest of the country, detainees in Tacoma are more likely to get bond. Elsewhere, the most common exit from detention is deportation.
That was Liz Jones, Andy Hurst, and Ruby DeLuna with KUOW's immigration team.